Hello, and welcome to number four in the series of Overcoming Challenges Using the 5D Ultimate Success Model. And I don't say that lightly. This model, when used correctly, will allow you to be successful in every area of your life. So, if you haven't watched 1, 2, and 3, please do so before this in that order, because then this will make a lot more sense. 1 dealt with why this, 2 dealt with why me, and 3 dealt with why now. And number 4 in the series deals with mapping and naming, or napping and naming and mapping. And in order to get an idea of where you're at in terms of where you operate from at different times in your life or different times of the day, it's important to appreciate all of the mindsets, and they've been, therefore, for ease, they've been given names, personalities, basically. And so as far as the 4 basic mindsets go, which is what we'll be covering in detail in the following videos, with the final, the 5th mindset represented on the last video. As far as the 4 mindsets go, the basic ones, they are sufferer, they are searcher, includes searcher, includes the servant, and then the soldier. And I've used a diamond, I've created a dime mind map, I prefer to call it, to represent where these mindsets are situated. So at the extreme tips of the diamond shape, you've got fixed points, and they're fixed because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to create the diamond form. And the fixed represents a fixed mindset, a one-dimensional outlook of the world or viewpoint. At the bottom we have the sufferer mindset, the sort of person that's constantly blaming others and that feel very hard done by. And at the top, the mindset is the searcher mindset. So this is to differentiate the two, because they're diametrically opposed, this searcher mindset is of a higher thinking relative to the mindset of the sufferer. Then you have the servant mindset, who's of service, the people pleaser to the extreme at one end, even sacrificial at that end, and the soldier at the other end, who's the traditionally looked at as the defender or fighter at the other end. So those can often be perceived as diametrically opposed, although there are all these shades in between. It's extremely unlikely for the sufferer to go into searcher mode, but if they do, then they have a tendency to stay in searcher mode. So whilst you might not be able to read the names of those very clearly, the red represents the soldier, the blue represents at the top, opposite diametrically opposed, the searcher, and then there's the shades of green, the horizontal axis, which is more about the emotions. You've got the way that a servant would deal with things, someone of service, providing a service, giving, not necessarily always unconditionally, but in with the expectation of having something in return, whether that's love in return or something else, such as a typical example would be a man who would provide for his wife, and her role is to make good the house or keep the kids well, look after the kids, etc., etc. So that would be like a typical server mindset and or servant mindset. Then at the other extreme, there you have the soldier mindset, and that would be more of a fiery emotion. So you've got the watery emotions of the servant and the fiery emotions of the soldier. Now in the diamond or die mind, the tips are fixed points, one-dimensional. People that find themselves on the periphery will be of two mindsets. They, depending on the situation, they might, or the actual role they're playing, then they might flip into one or to the other. So if we take this point here, they're fairly fixed when they're with their children. They may always play the servant of completely of service to their children. When they're with someone else, they might be always playing the part of the sufferer. Poor me, poor this, poor that. So those, but it's still, they're still fixed. It's still fixed because it's on the periphery. The closer you get to the center of the diamond, the more your ability to flip from one to the other, until you're at the center point, which is you have the ability to flip from, or propensity to flip from one mindset to the other mindset. So that's it in a nutshell. It's just an overview, the assessment that you'll be taking at the end of the series of nine will be able to identify and pinpoint exactly where you fit into the diamond, whether you're one-dimensional at the extreme, which is rare, or two-dimensional, which is most people. And there are also a lot of people who are three-dimensional who flip between three different mindsets, either throughout in a day or over a period of time, or that could be triggered with certain life events. So the just going back to that diamond, just to give another example, someone at the center of a triangle, there's four centers corresponding to the four triangles, someone at the center will have an equal propensity to flip from one mindset to another. And as it's in that particular triangle, the two mindsets that represent that that triangle. The assessment, well, not only does it therefore indicate your primary mindset that you operate out of predominantly what at the time that you're taking the assessment, but it will also indicate your ability to move from one mindset to another, and from that you can be afforded the freedom to choose what mindset you're operating out of, that you want to be operating out of, whether it serves you or not. That's it in a nutshell. In the following sessions, we'll be talking about the individual mindsets. Look forward to catching up with you then. Bye-bye.